which told us that the rule of Eved Leibel Ishmalva is Lav Dafka Leibel Malva, it's any today of an Itzvah. So I began to speak out the Ketzais. I started from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you go to a Din Torah, the Din Torah is supposed to be in the Bezdin of the city that the Tevei and Nitra reside in. It's supposed to be the Mokim of the Din Torah. In a case where the Laiva says, I'd like to go to the Bezdin HaGadol, so he has no standing to schlep the Malva to the Bezdin HaGadol. However, if the Malva wants to schlep the Laiva to the Bezdin HaGadol, That he's entitled to do. And the Pashat, the reason is because Eved Loivelish Malva. Now the Malva can't say, I just want to schlep you to any other city. But if he wants to go to Bezdin HaGadol, to a superior Bezdin, then he can. The Malva has the power and not the Laiva. The Rivah said that Lav Dafka Malva and Laiva, any Teveya could do that. Anytime there's a Teveya and a Nitzva, doesn't matter if it's a loan, doesn't matter if it's a case of Mazik and Nizik, or a case of Mekach Memkar, or a case of Pekodin, whatever the case is, the Teveya always has the right to schlep the Nitzvah to a Bezdin HaGadol. And the Gra learned Pashut, if it's based on our Tosfos, that Eved Leibel Ishmalva is a klal that doesn't apply only to Leiva Malva, it applies any Teveya and any Nitzvah. And in Mela, everything is it's understood, the Riva Shita, and that the Halacha is clear, and everything would be Pashut. That's assuming that we pass on like this Taisus, which is what the Gra assumes. The Taisus apparently assumes we do not pass on like Taisus, because the Taisus discusses this, he doesn't even bring Taisus. The Taisus has another explanation of why the Teveya has the power to schlep the Leiva to Bezdin HaGadol and not the reverse. The Ketzai says an interesting thing. He says that the nature of it is that when two people have a Din Torah, the Nitva would try to just to make trouble, just to do haram, is to stall that it should never go to trial. The Nitva is the one who's the Musik, right? The Teveya is the one who feels he was cheated. And the Nitva is the one who's being called to Din Torah. The Nitva, the one who's being called, it would be in the normal course of things that he would try to get the Teveya to just give up in frustration. Which means he would say, I want to go to Bezdin HaGadol. And for no good reason. He would say, I want to go to Bezdin HaGadol just to schlep things. So for that reason, we don't allow a Nitva to do something like that. We don't allow the Nitva to say, I'd like to go out of the city. We've got to stick in the city. The nature of a Teveya, on the other hand, the Teveya is the one who is who's trying to get things moving. He's the one who's interested in getting the Din Torah to go forward. And for that reason, the Teveya would want to have the Din Torah take place. If the Teveya is willing to spend money and time and effort to go to the Bezdin HaGadol, we believe that he's doing it for a good reason, because he wants an honest Din Torah. And therefore, we give the Teveya the power to go to another Bezdin. So that according to the Ketzais, it's not Eved Leibel Ishmael. It's nothing to do with Eved Leibel Ishmael. It's a logic. It's a logical reason. Logic dictates that if the Teveya is saying, let's go to Bezdin HaGadol, he just wants a fair Din Torah. He's willing to spend money and time to travel. Whereas if the Nitva says it, we suspect that the Nitva is just trying to make it difficult for the Teveya, and he hopes the Teveya will just give up. And that's why we allow a Teveya to go and not a Nitva to go. This is the way the Ktsais understands the Rivaz Shita, and what's the way he understands the Halach. Now, the Sma says that this rule that the Malva could say, I would like to go to a Bezna Gadol, is only true in a case where the Malva is not going to that city anyhow. It's making a special trip for the Nintayah. If the Malva is making a special trip for the Nintayah, so then it's true that he can schlep the Leiva. But if he's going there anyhow, he has a business there, in the city of the Bez Nagadol. If he's going anyhow, the Sma says he can't tell the Leiva, I'd like to go to the Bez Nagadol. This is what the Sma says. Okay? The only time the Tevea has this power, giving the Tevea a lot of power, he can schlep the Nitzvah, schlep the Leiva to a different city. Sma says that's only if the Tevea is making a special trip. Shach says, I don't understand the logic of that. What's the difference? He is making a special trip, not making a special trip. What's the difference? If the Tevea has the power, he should have the power. What's the nafkamina if it's a special trip on that? So the Ktsai says that this machlokes Sma and Shach depends really on how you understand the Riva. If you understand, not like the Ktsai, it's like the Gua. Pasha Evet Leiva Lish Malva, the Leiva has to go wherever the Malva says. If you want to understand things that way, Evet Leiva Lish Malva, Leiva is the Evet, he's got to go wherever the Malva says. If that's true, then the Shach is right. What's the difference why the Malva is going? Evet Leiva Lish Malva, so the Shach is right. If the Malva wants to go, so you can schlep him. If, however, you understand as the Ktsais did, why could the Malva schlep the Leiva? Because we assume that if the Malva is spending time and effort, money to go to another city, he's doing it because he wants to appear in Taira. He's not doing it just to make it hard for the Leiva. If you go to Ktsais Svara, then the Sma is right. Then the only reason that you could schlep someone, the Tevea could schlep the Nitzvah, is because we say, look, the Tevea is spending money, time, effort to go to another city. Must be he's doing it to get an honest entitlement. He's not doing it to make it hard for the life. So that makes sense if he's taka spending time, effort, and money to go to another city. However, if he's going to that city anyhow, he's saying, okay, Leiva, I want you to come, then we don't have this riot. And we don't have this svara that gives the Tevea the power to shlep them. And then the Sma is right. The Sma is right. That the only time the Tevea can force the Leiva is if the Tevea is making a special trip. Not if he's going anywhere. So that essentially the Gra and Ktsais are arguing with Vipassana and Ktsais. And the Ktsais is saying that the Machlokes Sma and Shach should depend on this too. If you hold like our Tosfos, then you could learn Eved Leiva Lish Malva always applies, and then you could learn like the Shach that the Leiva has to follow the Malva no matter what. Doesn't matter what the case is, he always has to follow him because of the din of Eved Leiva Lish Malva. However, if you do not pass like our Tosfos, and then you say, why does the Tevea have this power? It's because we have this assumption that the Malva is doing it for a good reason, because he wants an honest entire. Then the Sma is right. Then the Sma is right that you can only do that if you're spending money and time to go, not if you're going anyway. So that la halacha, the Ktsais holds both reasons are true. Ktsais says that he has a pshara between the Sma and the Shach. You know, both reasons are true. Eved Leiva Lish Malva is true by Malva and Leiva. He's passing not like this. He's saying, by Leiva and Malva, the reason of Eved Leiva Lish Malva is true. By all other cases, He's not passing like Taisus. Like all other cases, he's saying his svara. That the reason the Malva could schlep him is because we assume the Malva is honest. So Mimela, by all other cases, the halacha is like the Sma. Only if the Malva is not going anyway. And by Malva Laiva, you have the reason of Eved Laiva Lishmalva, so there the Malva could always schlep the Laiva. So this is the concise, which I hope some of you have had a chance to look up. In Simi Yadal, in Oisalaf, yes. The logic of making a chilek. What's the difference? What's the svara to say not like Taisus? In other words, what you're asking? Why should we say Eved Laiva Lishmalva only by alone? The answer is that alone is different than all other dinei Torah. Most dinei Torah, if I do business with you, so we enter into a business agreement. It's in my interest. It's in your interest. So there's no Eved. Malvin Laiva, when I lend you money, I'm doing you a favor. In exchange for that favor, you're Eved Laiva, you're Meshubit to my choice of Batei Din.
The chilek is not on other Tavei than your customer, because if a guy comes and saying his animal was damaged to my property or something.
Same thing. If he's Tavei and your animal did damage to my property, so I have no, I'm not your Eved, you didn't do me any favors. You want Eved in Tavei, you claim I owe you money, I claim you don't, I don't owe you money. So we'll go to the entire in a mutually acceptable place. It's only Laiva and Malva with that Eved aspect of us. It's the size that's totally in this crisis. Okay, let's move on to the next Gemara. Have you ruled the Faneha Kaishal Basura? Next Gemara is basically an easy Gemara, with the exception of one line. So let's learn the Gemara and try to figure out the one hard line, okay? Have you ruled for now Kaishal Basura? My Kaishal Basura. What is this mini called Kaishal Basura? We don't do that today. But apparently they had this custom of Kaishal Basura. It sounds like in the time of my run, they didn't know what it was already either. This is my Kaishal Basura. Omer Abad the Barah. Kais Yayin Shal Truma Vat Mavirin Lefanel. Kalayim. Ruyo Sizu Lechal Betruma. She's right to marry a Kayin, which means she could eat truma. Pethiomari, that's not her papa. That can't be. Atu almana mi layachla betruma. An almana, who only gets a ksuva of 100, also eats truma. So you can't say. Elk. Amra papa. Zureishis kitruma reishis. This is her first marriage, just like truma, which is the first marriage. So they used to have this kais shalbasura, which they used to put out at a wedding. Exactly how they did it, I don't know. But they had some kais that was part of the celebration of the wedding. Next, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Chavish Shal Yayin, Mavirin Lefanel. They had a meaning that they used to take a barrel of wine, and part of the celebration of the wedding is that they used to somehow, I don't know what they did with the wine exactly, but they put a bottle of wine at the wedding place. And what was the simon? Amar Avad Barava Besula Mavirin Lefanel Stuma. It was a Besula, was a closed barrel. Beula Mavirin Lefanel Pesucha. It was an open barrel. So they had a quiet way of letting it be known if she's a Besula or not. They say by the chuppah, Mistam. They already had the veil and the hair covered. This is Chinese Gemara. By the chuppah, they have plenty of simanim. No problem. But by the wedding meal, I assume this means by the wedding meal, by the suda, they wanted to have some type of a way that it should be nicker, which is a psula or a v'ula, for later reference. So therefore, they made this simon. They took a barrel of wine, and an open barrel was a sign she's a psula, and a closed barrel was a sure sign that she's a v'ula. The whole reason they did this is to make a simon. What do you need it for? Na'avra kamei besula, let them in front of a besula have a closed barrel of wine. The kamei bula le'nevet klal. By bula, you don't need any barrel of wine. And you'll know, anybody who says there's no barrel of wine, she's a bula. So here's the important, like I said, the one hard line of this Gemara. So that's what the Gemara answers. Zimnin the Tafsa Masayim. We're afraid, you know, again, we have to go to the imaginary case. The emes is that by a bu'ula we have an open battle to one. That's the emes. This Gemara is going on the kasha. The kasha was, let's have nothing by a bu'ula. This is where you're going to get confused later. So you understand that right now? It's simple. The truth is that by a bu'ula they would have an open battle of one. That's the emes I thought. We're going now on the kasha. Kasha is, let's have nothing by a bu'ula. And the fact that there's nothing is a raya. She's a bu'ula. So Gemara says, if you'll have nothing by a bu'ula, zimnin the tafsa masayim. Right now, it's going to be 5 years later. They're getting divorced. She says I was a basula. He says I was that she was an almona. Zimnin the tafsa masayim. She's going to grab. Farmer, I'm a basula havoi. She'll say I was a basula. Then he'll ask her, what do you mean you were a basula? There was no barrels of wine by your wedding. So she'll say, "Hi, Dolay Avru Kamay." You say, "Who this nisu? Barrel of wine at a wedding? You expect the barrel of wine to still be open? To still be closed?" Everybody was into the wedding, and they all got drunk, and they all drank the wine. So there was no wine left. So that's why there was no barrel of wine. But it's not it doesn't prove that I'm not a basul. That's what she's going to tell you. Now what we have to do is think about whether she'll be believed with such a time. So we have to picture this imaginary in time. We're in a city where a basula, they have a closed barrel of wine. A bu'ula, they have nothing. Now we're coming to a din tayr. He says, I only want to give you 100 for the ksuba. She says, I want 200. Normally, he'll win. Normally he'll win, unless she brings Eidei Numa. Normally he'll win, and he only has to pay 100. Well, Frey, she's going to go, she'll grab from his home, she'll grab $200. Remember, she was married to him, she knows his house, she has the keys. She'll go in, she'll grab $200 worth of metatlin, or cash. She'll come to Bezdin, she'll say, Bezdin, I was a basula, $200. Bezdin will say, we don't believe you. She'll say, oh, now I grabbed. Now that she grabbed, is she believed? The Gemara says, yes. Now that she grabbed, she'll be believed. Why? Why will she be believed? Because she grabbed. He says, you were a basula when we got married. I'm sorry, he says, you were a basula when we got married. And I'm going to pay you 100. She says, when we got married, I was a basula. Normally, he's believed. Not her. But since she grabbed, she's believed. Why is she believed?
She's a Muslim.
She's a Muslim? Why? Nixuba? Remember, she's not a Muslim in Nixuba, only the Shah's Parati. That shows what Nixuba was originally. So why is she going to be believed because she grabbed? Because she's a Muslim. That's what you'll say. But she's a Muslim. That makes sense? What?
She's not allowed to take it.
Is it kind of a Moses? Shalai. Let me ask you. Let's say I go over to someone. I go over to somebody. I walk over to him, and I grab away. He's got money in his hand. I grab away $100 from him. So he takes me to bed, he says, he stole my $100? I say, yeah, he owes me $100. I can't prove it, but he owed me $100. He says, I didn't owe $100. He stole it entire. Simple shaila I'm asking you, not complicated. I go over to you, I grab $100 from you. So you call the police, we go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, you're a guy, you stole $100. I say, yeah, he owes me. You say, no, I don't owe him. I have no proof you owe me, you have no proof you don't owe me, it's my word against yours. Who's going to win the din tayr? He says, I owe nothing. I owe nothing, you stole $200.
You owe the 100.
We spoke about that. There's no way to make sense here. Like that, those are all memories. You swear. But what? Hey, what's the din in such a case?
Why don't we
person won't grab, but I'm not sure.
Why would people grab if it's not theirs? You're being very liberal. I mean, anytime I grab something from you, I can keep it.
No, there's
assume they're honest, right? You see them steal. Every time you see a guy climbing out of someone's window, you don't say, oh, this guy is
steal.
Right?
That's also the same
consideration. That depends if he has a pesha. Depends on what?
Why wouldn't he have it?
If you're ready to be the first thing that we have to know in this case, the case I'm telling you, I go over to you and I grab something, and now we go to Bez and I say, yes, I grabbed it, but you owe it to me. The first question is, were there Edim that I grabbed it? Were there Edim or weren't there? So let's see. What's the difference if there were Edim or not? If there were Belay Edim, if I did a Tfisa without Edim, then I'm going to win. If I steal something from you without witnesses, I grab something from you, it's me and you alone in a room, and I swipe something, and you shut me to Bezin, I tell Bezin, it's true, I swiped it from him, but he owed me the money. I'll be believed because I have a needle. I could have said I never took it. I never saw him before. So if there are zero, if there are no Edim who see it, then if I swipe from you, I create a meagre for myself. And I'll be believed. I'll be believed. As if there were no Edim. If there were Edim, let's say there were Edim. I take something from you in front of the class. I grab something from you. You take me to Din Tyre. If there are Edim, I took it. What would be the Din? Huh? I'll be a ganef, right? If it was a ganef, I'll have to pay kefil. Right? I'm a ganef. I stole something from you. I say, because you owe me money, but I can't prove it. So if I just grab something from you in front of Edim, so that won't help me. I don't have a negro. I couldn't have said I didn't grab it. Edim saw me grab it. In other words, Edim saw me steal. They can see me take something from someone, they're seeing me steal. Now I come to bed and I say, yeah, I stole, but he owes it to me. He says, you know, that means I'm an ordinary ganav. I stole something, I've got to return it. So there's a very big difference now if it's with Edom or without. If you want to grab from someone, better do it without Edom. Okay? If you do it with Edom, then you're a ganav. If you do it without Edom, then you create a meagre for yourself. And later, when you come to bed, then you'll be in a good position. You'll be believed. Everyone's masking to this. I'm telling you, I don't think it's a kiddush. Right? Very simple case. I walk over to you in the street and I steal something from you. If there are witnesses, then I gain nothing by grabbing it. If there are no witnesses, then I gain because I create a meagre. Now, let's see our Gemara. Zimnim de tofso masayim. Does that mean with witnesses or without? How do you know? Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zimnin de tofso masayim beloy bezdim. Rashi's mashma is in front of Edim. Rashi says, I'm going to be tefis 200 without bezdim. Chidino apuchi minam shemdein Edim shaviru lefanea. Later, when there won't be any witnesses if it was a chavis or not. Omres lusiyu disnasi, shikurim ayu, etc. Rashi says, B'lai Bezdin. Rashi doesn't say, B'lai Edim. So the Rashba is Medayik, and come out all the Rishon Medayik. Rashi holds it to Tfisa with Edim. It's a Tfisa with Edim, because Rashi says, B'lai Bezdin. Now, if it was with Edim, does she have a Migul? She has no Migul. She has no Migul. So we need a Hezber, according to Rashi, what's going on here. Rashi learns the Gemara she's going to grab in front of Edim. What does she gain by grabbing? What does she gain by grabbing? She grabs in front of Edim. What does she gain? It's a Kasha Rashi. Shahi Rashi. What does she grab? What does she gain by grabbing if she gives offensive witnesses?
Maybe it's part of the Rashi, there was no Edom. Just that he's saying, no, she didn't do it, you know, rightfully with the Bezdin. She was.
I mean, below Bezdin is like below Rishus Bezdin.
Right. Normally you wait for Bezdin to make himself.
Could be a return, like he's saying, but it's not Pashup Shem and Rashi.
Right, you don't grab without.
People don't have chutzpah to grab. They have more chutzpah in front of Edom? Never mind. Sounds great.
So now that he did.
You're being all too. Which you're saying too much of a finish. You mean any guy in front of Aiden can keep it? Anybody who steals something from someone else in front of Aiden can keep it? Say it was mine? But you're saying very big finish. It's a ganav. If you step on someone else, aren't you a ganav? She stole. She's getting divorced from her husband. She took her husband's money. Why is she ganav? What? So any guy who takes in front of Aiden is going to be what is she? Why is she guy? She claims 200, she can't prove it. So Psak Bezdin is 100. She has a reasonable claim. Still you have to learn Rashi like you're saying. Rashi is a big chiddush. Again, Rashi saying the tefisa is in front of Edom, and she wins because of this tefisa. Now that's not the general rule. Generally, din imamidus, if you grab something in front of witnesses, you don't improve your position in it entirely. But we have to learn Pshat and Rashi. Some Sefer seems to learn this way, that since we know she was married, and we know Rav Nosh and Besulah's misses, so she has a certain amount of Svara that she's right because of Rav Nosh and Besulah's misses. So Memela, Rashi holds that Tfisa works. But it's a very big Kiddush, this Rashi. That Tfisa Be'edim works. Taisus, on the other hand, Taisus Dibra Amachal Snusei. Snusei of this Nisu. Nira Demayri could go into Ikamigu, the Bayam Rain Biyadi Klum. That's Taisus said. Nira Demayri could go into Ikamigu, the Bayam Rain Biyadi Klum. Taisus says, our Gemara is talking where she grabs in a situation where she has a Migu, she could have said, I didn't grab. I didn't take anything. Which means Taisus learns is talking Shalai Be'edim. Taisus learns she's grabbing without Eidim. Oh, that's very good. This is the way the Rashba learns, and the Ritzva, and the Ramban. That we're talking that you grabbed without Eidim. So therefore, she creates a Migo for herself. So now the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Now the Gemara is saying she grabbed without Eidim. We're afraid she'll grab without Eidim, and she'll win the Din Tyre. So for this reason, we want to set up a Chavis system. We were going to put a chas, an open chavis by the way. Taisus shot is far superior to Rashi's shot, it seems. Taisus is very geschmack. She'll grab Shalai Be'edim. It's not even far fetched to say because she's married to him. She knows where he keeps his things. She can get into the house. She'll take a set of china and she'll take it away. It's worth 200 zuz. And she'll say, I have a migo. I could have said I didn't take it. Yeah, very taisim shad, very geshmak. Rashi, she has no migul. She took in front of Aiden. No, you never have a migul. I could have stolen it. A migul is I could have timed it. A migul I could have stolen. Everybody's at the veil say, I have a migul I could steal. Most people don't have the chutzpah to steal. Some people have the ability to steal. A migul has to be a migul of a time. Okay? There's such a thing as a migul to be yadai, but that you can't say, because this is genuine. So Taisus Pshat is far more mistavet than Rashi's Pshat. Why did Rashi want to like Taisus? Dentist Gossam? Alright, so what do we do? L'maisa, what did they do with the barrels? They were afraid that this lady is going to grab. So what they do? They set up a system where every almana that got married had an open barrel of wine. And where they put it? They put it in the lobby of the chasna hall when they were dancing. It's hard to know what they did exactly. But they had some type of a simon that they had this barrel of wine.
Where we were saying that you can't have it just done there where the barrel will come on the gospel, which you can't say that the barrel was open because they got drinking and the barrel should be closed and someone got into the barrel anyway.
That's the whole simon. If there was no simon, she could say whatever she wants. If the simon was there, what's she going to say? It's not the style. They should have removed the barrel from the wall. I mean, they put it there as a simon. It was put there deliberately as a simon. Someone opened it during the course of the occasion, they would remove it from the wall. I would think they would remove it, because it's not that they need the barrel there. This is a barrel that was put especially to serve as a sin. It was put there for a specific purpose. Apparently not, it was there as a sin. That's what the Gemara says, that they used to do it deliberately to create the sin. Because if it was there anyway, the Gemara's kasha would not have made sense. Why do we do it? We have it there anyway. So it seems it was put there deliberately as a sin. Okay, so the Gemara is explaining why we have the simon both ways. In 1 minute. Once we have the simon both ways. So this woman got married, and there was an open barrel. How much is she going to get? 100. So the Gemara says, now we've solved the problem. If she goes and grabs, she's not going to win. 1 minute. Is that true? Have we solved the problem? Our problem was that she'll be tight, that she'll grab, and she'll win by grabbing. Have we solved the problem by putting an open barrel? What happens? She'll come to bed. She'll say, it's true I grabbed. It's true I grabbed. But, believe me, I was a psula when we got married, because I have an ego. I could have said I didn't grab. So believe me, I was a psula. The husband will counter with Aiden, who say there was an open barrel. So what will happen? She has a migu, and he has an open barrel. That's a migu against what she said. She's saying, I might think it was an open barrel. But I thought Pekin was a psula. Will she win? Because that's a migu against the Minhag HaMedina. We said by going without a veil. It's a migu against Minhag HaMedina. So Tosfos holds that we solved the problem. Could be she has a migu. She has a migu. Now we solved the problem by putting an open barrel. So by putting an open barrel, she will not win with a migu because the migu is against the Minhag HaMedina. And we said from the Shach that a migu doesn't work against Minhag HaMedina. And therefore, the Gemara is good. So Tosfos says it may be that Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos, perhaps, because maybe Rashi holds, like the Shita, that a migu wins against Minhag HaMedina. Like those who hold Minhag against Minhag HaMedina works. So Rashi couldn't learn this Gemara. If Rashi holds migu works even against Minhag HaMedina, Rashi could not learn that this Gemara is talking with a migu, like Tosfos. Because then you don't solve the problem by putting open barrels. So that may be a reason why Rashi was not happy with Tosfos Pshat. That's talking by a migu. Because in the case of the Gemara, Tosfos Pshat is better. In the case where they don't put any barrel. But we didn't solve the problem by putting open barrels. According, if you hold a migu, that there's a migu doesn't work. A migu is stronger than Minhag HaMedina. So it just says maybe that's why Rashi didn't want like Tosfos. It's a bit of a defense of Rashi Shita. Okay, turn around. Ketza Meraklim with Nea Kala. Gemara got the words from the song. Ketza Meraklim with Nea Kala. What does that mean, Ketza Meraklim? Rashi says, Ma'imrim Lefanah. What do we say? That's the proper way to speak. Mishana Yaimin, Kala Kamay Shehi. You've got to tell the truth. You've got to tell the truth. And that doesn't mean that if she's something wrong with her, that you have to say it. At the wedding, you say she's a cruel person, or she's a, So Taisa says, "Yesh b'mom yishtaku." It doesn't mean that you have to say what's bad. Even Beishamay doesn't say what's bad. But you got to find something nice to say about it. Find something nice to say about it. Like by Elavaya, by Hester. They try to find something nice to say about someone. So what if they have someone they have nothing nice to say about? Let me say he loved his children. You ever by Elavaya say, oh, he loved his children. Like the saddest thing you could have at Elavaya is they have nothing nice to say about him except that he loved his children. He's a big tzaddik. He said, oh, I love this job. That's once by Levaya where they said he loved to play the violin. That's what they said. I could spend hours playing the violin. I almost felt like the guy in the casket was very uncomfortable. He must have been shifting in his casket. And he's there burying the guy, and that's all the guy could get up and say is that he loved to play the violin. He could play for hours so peacefully. It's a very sad thing to do. So you have to find something nice to say. So a chasna is the same thing. You have to find, Beishami says, you find something nice to say. Kala kamashi, find something nice to say. Mishil laimrim, kala na v'chasuda. You always say, kala na v'chasuda. You always say, shvach of the kala. Amru lahem Beishamei l'bis Hillel Harei Shoyza Chigeres Esuma. Well, she obviously has problem. Woman Aymrim la Kalanar v'chasuda Hatayr amir v'ashekat yachak.
Kalanar
v'chasuda is more than that. You say more than the truth. Yeah, you say more than the truth. Beishamei says you say the truth. Sil says no, you always have to say nice things whether it's true or not. It seems that be so well. So Bishamay yes, Akasha, what happens if she limps? Well, she's blind. I remember Kalanova Chasuda. Say, wow, what a great catch. She's blind. I tell you, Amr, with Vasheka Tilchak. The Torah says you're not allowed to lie. With Vasheka Tilchak. Amr, I'm Bishil Bishamay, what are you talking about? With the break. Misha Lokach Mekach Roman Ashok. Let's say somebody went and he bought something. He purchased a new car. Yishabchenu beinu v'yigmenu beinu. Guy comes to yeshiva, he bought a car. So what do you say? You go to him and say, I could have gotten it cheaper. That model's always problems with it. Only a Russian would talk that way. So if he didn't buy it yet, so you tell him, don't buy it. But if he bought it already, so what kind of Russia is going to go to him and say you pay too much or it's no good? So the Basil tells us to be shown this is a double pashit. Yishabchenu beinu by yiganenu beinu. Habi ayim yishabchenu beinu. V'kan amru chachanun lo. Ay lam teitai tishaladam urevis and abriyas. You have to be nice. You have to be nice.
You should come to next time.
What?
Shouldn't
buy the car again next time. Yeah. Next time you have to buy a car, you tell them. You don't tell them now. The cruelest thing you could do is somebody buys something and you tell them, make him feel rotten that he bought it. Even if he got a rotten deal, you have to tell him it's a beautiful car.
Why do you have to say anything?
Do you have to say anything? Give us your opinion.
I don't know anything about
God. So that's not a nice thing to say. You should say something nice. That's what Gemara is saying. Long the adaita shalad and more rabbis than a breeze. You're always supposed to be nice. You're always be nice to someone. The Gemara says, Ki yasar afdim yam ha'achi mishru kameh kalah sabim ha'rava. This is the way they danced the front of a kalah. They said, Loik chal, loik srak, loik pirchus v'yalaschei.
Do you want compliments?
Compliments. Say something nice. Some Reb Zeira, when they gave smicha to Reb Zeira, they spoke to him like they speak by a kala. Surely, Achle Kabel, I Strak, I Pirchus V'Yaloskei. Or Kisam Purban or Rabbi Rabasi, Surely, Achle Kamindei, Lachamindei, Smuchu Lana. Somebody like this should get smicha. Loisis mechu, don't give smicha lana, loimin sarmisin, loimin sarmitin, farmila loimin chamisin, loimin tarmisin. How does Beis Hillel answer Beis Shammai's cash? Beis Shammai is the cash. Where in the Gemara is Beis Hillel answering the cash? We think it's the kasha. Well, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is saying all kinds of nice things. But Beis Shammai is asking a technical kasha. Midvar Sheket Tircha. What do you do with the pasuk Midvar Sheket Tircha? So there are two mahalchim in the Rishayim and how to answer and what the kavanah of Beis Hillel is. The Ritva says, like Shafsi said, that we know a rule that it's mutar l'shanes b'nei hashalom. We're allowed to lie for shalom. There's no chesaron of lying. The meila is up to Ritva. There's no problem here in the Gemara. We're allowed to lie b'nei hashalom. The Tesis Rid on the side of the page seems to say something different. Look at the Tesis Rid. Beis Hillel Laimrim. Fourth line. Beis Hillel Laimrim Kalanah deChasuda. Chut Shal Chesed. Moshu Chaleha. Marisa Na. She has a Chut Shal Chesed. She has some charm on her. Pirish. Na Be'eni Abriyos. Na Be'eni Abriyos. What does that mean? Kutcha chesed mashukalah. What does that mean? That means there's something nice about everybody. What it means? The Arfi Shulchan understands the Taisus Rid. He says the pshat is that it's always true. Kutcha chesed. I mean, there's something good, hopefully, about everybody. So you say nava chasunda. You're just accentuating the positive. You're trying to accentuate. You're saying a very general description of her. Obviously, if she's blind, you're not going to say that she has good eyesight. You're saying there's something good about her. So if you say a general thing that there's something good about her, so
how much from that? Why? Beis Shammai has Bar Sheket Terfok and the
Yentov right before the Beis Shammai.
How is this different than what Beis Shammai was saying? Beis Shammai is saying there's something nice, say the nice thing, don't say anything about this. He's saying there's something nice to say the nice thing. What's that?
No, Beis Hillel allows you to make a general statement which is not entirely so, but look, as you say that this is a wonderful car. Maybe it's not a wonderful car, but you just say it's wonderful, well, it must be wonderful to him, he's buying it. So he's saying in general words, which everybody has, even though Be'etzem is Sheker. There's an aspect of Sheker, but there's an aspect of truth to it. The Prisha, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Prisha says, you say, Kalu Noah Bechasuda. So you can interpret Noah whatever you want. Noah Bimasel. He says, it could mean she's nice in many different things. There's something she does that's nice. It's a general description, that's why it's meant. The Shaila here is the heter to lie with Neha Shalom, which Rashi brings a Chumash, right? Where does Rashi bring it? Huh? About a lie for Shalom Bayis. By Abraham's Sarah.
But
Sarah said, Adaini Zaken, my husband is old. And then I can my husband's old. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Avraham, said, Vanisa Kanti. But the Rabbi Nishon lied. He didn't say that she said, my husband is old. Came to Avraham and told Avraham, she said, I am old. So there we learned, you're allowed to lie with Nei Hashal. The question is that Hutra or Hutzchah? Hutra means it's Mutla Chatchila. And Hutzchah means it's only mutter if you have no eitzah. The word dachoi always means if you have an eitzah, you have to go with the eitzah. If you have no eitzah, then it's hutra. If you hold it's hutra, so then you can go over to someone in the first place and tell them something which is a lie, Ne'ashalah. Which is what the Ritva is saying. Because in our Gemara, We're not talking with a person is pressed against the wall and he's saying, what do you say? No, we're talking about a person goes in the first place, Barakimul Tayakal. The Ritzva apparently holds that this is Hutra, that you're allowed l'chatchila to say a lie to increase shalom between a husband and a wife. The Prisha, perhaps the Tosfos read as well, their Shita is that it's only Hutcha. No, if you're stuck, so you're allowed to say a lie. But if it's a situation to go lechatchila, they apparently hold, you're not allowed to go and say an out and out lie, lechatchila. You're allowed to say something which can be, it's a lie, but it can be interpreted. You could say it means chut shel chesed mashal chalav. But it's only hutcha, it's not something you do in the first place. Now, it seems to be a raya to this difference of opinion, because the Gemara in Yevamis, which learns from Abraham and Sarah, that the Rabbi Shalom said that Sarah said Aniza Kanti, and that Sarah said Adayniza came. There is a difference of opinion there between the Rishayim. The Ramban says that she Be'emes said both. She really said both. She said Aniza Kanti and Adayniza. The Rabbi Shalom was Mishana that he only mentioned one. He only said that she said Aniza Kanti. The Ritva there and Yevamis disagrees. The Ritva says, what are you talking about? She only said Adainizakin. She only blamed her husband. She didn't take any blame for herself. She only blamed it on her husband. And the Ritva changed it totally. It seems the Ritva is the Shitasai. The Ritva says that you can say a total lie. But Nei Hashal. The Ramban most likely holds. The Ramban, why does the Ramban have to say that she said both? The Ramban apparently holds its hutcha. You're allowed to be mishana. You could change things a little in Nei Hashalom. But to say it out and out lie, apparently he doesn't hold it. That's what. Chaim brings the things that leaving things that value. Okay, one second. There's a second makar that you're allowed to lie, that the Gemara brings, that you're allowed to lie Nei Hashalom. That's from Navi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to go to the house of Yishai and to anoint David as the next king. Shaul was still alive. Shaul was alive. He made the terrible mistake of allowing Agag to live. The Rav Shalom said, that's it, Shaul is out. And he told Shmuel, go be Moshech David. So Shmuel asked the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Eich Eilech. Bishama Shaul Baharagani. Eich, how should I go? Shaul hears about this, he's going to kill me. I'm a Mary B'malchus, I'm going to make a new king. Eich Eilech. Gemara says, what did he mean, Eich Eilech? How do I go? Is this a shaila? Am I allowed to lie? Am I allowed to lie and say I'm going for a different reason? Shmuel is asking the Rabbi Nishalaylam, in what manner should I go? Should I tell the truth? Should I lie? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. There's a mizbeach there in Beis Lachem where David and Yishai live. Bring a carbon, offer it as a carbon there. If someone asks you, why are you going? Say, I'm going to bring a carbon in that city. This all is in Navi. Gemara says, Mikan Shemut Lashana is Mibnei Hashem. You're allowed to lie. People say, why are you going there? Shmuel said, I'm going there to bring a carbon. See what's lying? So that's the kasha. The kasha is, it's because of the fascists. So you have to get the text. We'll talk about it when we get there. But the Gemara in the Yet learns out from here that Gemara learns this out.
You just said
the Shabbat,
not the
Shaka. Yeah, that's indeed. One second. So on that Gemara, the Marsha says that he wasn't staying out that long. He was being Mishana. He was saying, I'm going to bring a carbon. It was true, he was going to bring a carbon. He was going for two things. So it wasn't an out and out lie. That's what Baruch Shalom told him to do. It was Mishana, he could change from Nei Hashem. Again, the Ritva there says it was an out and out lie because he was told to say, I'm going Lazel Levad. I'm going for this alone. I'm going only to bring a carbon. Or to put it in different words, the Masha and Ritva argue as to whether Shmuel was allowed to say, I'm going just to bring a carbon, Levad. Masha says, no, he wasn't supposed to say, I'm going only for this. See, I'm going to bring a carbon. People will misunderstand that. They'll think that's the only reason he's going. Ritva says, no, he could say, I'm going just to bring a carbon. The Shita say, the Ritva holds that it's Hutra Lagami. And the Shita of the Marsha fits with the Shita that's written and others, that you have to look to find some aspect of it, some element of truth. It's still a sheker, but it's not an out and out sheker. It was Shanas Marsha. Chafetz Chaim writes that that's why, you know, Rashi says that when Yaakov stole the brachis, he said, Ani bincha b'charcha esa. Right, that's a lie. So Rashi says, no, he said, Ani bincha, I'm your son. And b'charcha Esav, your b'char is Esav. So let me ask you, what did he do when he went to Yitzchak? He went and he said to Yitzchak, Ani bincha. He paused. B'charcha Esav. Is that what he did? No idea. He said, Ani bincha b'charcha Esav. He had in mind the comma, but he didn't say the comma. He didn't say it that way. See, this, I'm your son, and Esav is your b'char. That's not what he said. So let's try to Rashi. Rashi Chumash says, you can't do business that way. You can't do a business deal that way. That's a lie. So that's a Chafetz Chaim. When you're allowed to lie, you still have to try to be memayin and be sheker as much as you could. You try to say, at least you're allowed to lie. But you have to say it in a way that at least has an uptight of truth, which is similar to the Taisus read here. It's only Hutcha. Whatever Eitzah a person could find, the person has to attempt to find an Eitzah. That's the sheet of the Taisus Rid. Chafetz Chaim is in Hilchos Mechilos, in the first parak, Eischas, and in the footnote. He's talking about when someone asks you something, and you're not allowed to answer. What a plain you say about me. In a situation where you cannot answer, and so you're allowed to lie. So Chafetz Chaim says you have to try. Say a lie in a way that's mishtama l'treyanki, that avoids the issue. You know, he says, what did he say about me? You think I know what he said about you? They say, I don't know what he said. So you think I know? So it's less of a sheker, and it gets the same message across. Talk upon him, that's the machlaikis in how Beis Hillel answers Beis Shammai. How did Beis Hillel answer Beis Shammai? Did they answer Midrash Sheketecha? So according to the Ritva and Nei Hashalom, there is no Midrash Sheketecha. According to the Taisus Rid, with the Inei or the Prisha, whatever, they hold that what the Lashana is in Nei Hashalom. It's not in now Midrash Sheketecha. That's straight out in that line. Okay, tomorrow, Yisrael, we're going to finish the Yamid, so please stay ahead of me.